This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 7th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Mark, Gospel of Mark 5:36. It says there, "But when Jesus overheard what was said, he told the synagogue leader, 'Do not be afraid, only believe.'" End of quote. When Jesus had crossed over by boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the sea. One of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and kept begging him, "My little daughter is close to death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she can get well and live again." On the way to Jairus' house, people came from his home and said to him, "Your daughter is already dead. Now why bother the teacher anymore?" Now when Jesus overheard what they said to Jairus, he told him, "Do not be afraid, just trust me." Jesus went to the home of Jairus. The people were weeping and wailing loudly there. He put all the people outside and took child's father, mother, and those who were very close to him, and went to the place where the child was lying. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl got up and began to talk. She was 12 years old. The people were utterly astounded. Jesus gave them strict orders that no one should know about this, and asked them to give her food to eat. Beloved, Jairus had a big fear in his heart, because he thought his little daughter is going to die soon. That is why he came and fell at Jesus' feet and kept begging him to come and lay his hands on her so that she can get well. Now as Jesus was coming to his house, he heard even the worst news, that his girl was already dead. People said, "Do not bother Jesus anymore," because the girl was dead. You see, they did not anticipate Jesus to raise the little girl from death. Overhearing what they said to Jairus, Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid, just trust in him." Beloved, are you faced with a big fear and worse news in your life? Jesus tells you, "Do not be afraid, just trust in me." When you're faced with the fears and the worst news, are you going to let the fear and uncertainty control you? Or are you going to grab hold of the promises of God who loves you deeply? Would you listen to God's comforting and peaceful words? Our today's insights teach us Jesus knows our inner fears and anxieties, and he ministers to us with his divine and powerful help. It also teaches us Jesus has authority not only over sickness and diseases, but also over death. He called the girl lovingly, "Little girl." Then he used his divine power and authority and commanded, "I say to you, get up." Death vanished and the life was restored to the little girl at the command of Jesus Christ. Immediately the little girl got up and began to talk. Jesus said, "Do not publish what happened in that house." You see, Jesus is not just a miraculous worker. The people who try to do miracles more for making money always love attracting large crowds. This is how they make money, but not Jesus. He came to this world with much bigger and wider plans. The miracles of Jesus proves he is God. Refer to the Gospel of Mark to understand his authority and power over nature, diseases, demons, and death. However, most of the time when he performed miracles, he ordered the people not to tell anyone. This is contrary to the modern miracle workers, isn't it? You see, Jesus came to this world not to perform miracles. He did miracles because of his compassion and kindness. He ministered to the needs of the people around him. However, he had a much bigger plan. He was on a rescue mission to rescue people from their sins and bondages. He came to give his life as a ransom for your sins and shortcomings. Jesus explained the purpose of his life on this earth, and it is recorded in Mark 10:45. He said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." End of quote. Jesus came to die in your place for all your sins, to pay a ransom for your sins and iniquities. Bible says in Isaiah 59:2, it is your sins that have cut you off from God. Your sins separated you from God, nothing else. And Jesus solved the issue so that you can have a loving fellowship and friendship with God again. You see, Jesus died and victoriously rose again on the third day by defeating sin and death. Now, because Jesus paid for all of your sins and shortcomings, you can come to God in and through the person of Jesus Christ. God forgives your sins by the blood of Christ. God becomes your Father. God loves you and wants to reconnect with you based on what His Son Jesus has done for you on the cross of Calvary. Beloved, what is your fear today? Whatever it is, Jesus tells you, do not be afraid, just trust me. Would you listen to His loving call and come to Him today? He replaces your fearful heart with peace, rest, confidence, strength, joy and happiness. The book of Psalms 30:11 says, King David says this, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. You see, Jesus did this to Jairus, the synagogue leader. He will do this to you as well. When I was pondering over today's Bible verse, a thought came to my mind. We all come across different types of fears, don't we? However, do not let fear paralyze you. On the contrary, it has the potential to reveal your eyes, to open up your eyes to the ultimate truth. Pontius Pilate asked a vital question, what is truth? John 18:38. You see, the ultimate truth is the truth about God. God exists. And He rules over all. And He is mighty enough to turn your fears into fearlessness and confidence, your weeping and mourning into gladness and joyful dancing, in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. No one else would do it, and no one else could do it. What a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I bring my fear to you today. I believe you can turn my fears into hope and confidence because of Jesus Christ, your Son. He stood in my place and paid off my sins and shortcomings. I trust in Jesus Christ. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. I'm not afraid because you asked me not to be afraid. I believe in your loving care and provisions. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you.